Very well then, Mr. Bottom, Nakamura said at last. Should we choose you for this investigation, you will need a vehicle with a greater range when the investigation takes you to Santa Fe, Nuevo Mexico. But we can discuss the details later.
Santa Fe?
Thought Nick.
Oh, God damn it! Not Santa Fe. Anywhere but Santa Fe.
Just the name of the town made the deep scar tissue across and inside his belly muscles hurt. But he also heard another voice in his head. A movie voice. One of hundreds that live there. Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown. All right, Nick said aloud. We'll discuss the car thing and a Santa Fe trip later, if you hire me. Nakamura was again looking at the single sheet of e-vellum in his hand.
And you're currently living in a former baby gap in the former Cherry Creek Mall, is that correct, Mr. Bottom?
Jesus Christ, thought Nick Bottom. With his entire future probably depending upon the outcome of this interview, and with 10,000 questions Mr. Nakamura could have asked him, that he could have answered while retaining at least a shred of the few tatters that still remained of his dignity. It had to be, you're currently living in a former baby gap in the former Cherry Creek Mall?
Yes, sir, Mr. Nakamura, sir, Nick was tempted to say. Currently living in 1/6 of a former baby gap in the former Cherry Creek Mall in a shitty section of a shitty city in 1/44 of the former United States of America, that's me, the former Nick Bottom. While you live up here with the other Japs on top of the mountain, surrounded by 3 rings of security that fucking Osama bin Laden's fucking ghost couldn't get through.
Nick said, the Cherry Creek Mall condos, it's called now. I guess the space my QB's part of used to be a baby gap. Of the 3 men, 2 were expensively dressed in the thin-lapelled sleek.